Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 195, 7 Strategies for Good Luck by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, Life Optimizers? You're listening to Optimal Living Daily, and I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who likes to read to you as if I'm telling a bedtime story. And I'm happy to do it for you, free of charge, although I won't stop you if you want to pay. Actually, a few very generous patrons of the show have contributed, which helps to cover all the costs of podcasting and having a website, which adds up very quickly. So if you want to help, you can come visit oldpodcast.com, and there's a How to Help page in the menu that explains the many different ways you can support the show. Any and all of those go a long way to keep this podcast running. That's all I have for now, so let's get this going and start optimizing your life. 7 Strategies for Good Luck by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Some people seem to have all the good luck in the world, whereas others seem to stumble from one misfortune to the next. How about you? Are you lucky? Here's an example of the kind of luck I tend to have. Some years ago, I decided to write a book on how to enhance relationships. I made a 5-year plan of all the steps, told everyone I met about my plan, some were skeptical, and put up a website with articles. 8 weeks later, I received an email from a publisher inviting me to submit a test chapter for a planned book on relationships. You can imagine my scream of delight. This is how Learn to Love came into being. Richard Wiseman, professor at University of Hertfordshire, has made a study of lucky people. Why are some people lucky and others not? Can you learn to be lucky? These are questions that drive his research, and they are the focus of his first book, The Luck Factor. In his research, Wiseman interviewed thousands of people and even ran a project called Luck School, where students could learn to be luckier. The results of his work reveal that people are not born lucky. Instead, lucky people use basic principles to create good fortune. Notice the unexpected. You can maximize your opportunities by noticing lucky encounters. Personality tests reveal that unlucky people are more tense and anxious than lucky people, and research has shown that anxiety disrupts people's ability to notice the unexpected. In his second book, Did You Spot the Gorilla?, Wiseman recounts a significant experiment. Volunteers watched a 30-second film of people playing basketball. Viewers were told to count the number of passes made by one team. Afterwards, they were asked whether they had seen anything unusual. Astonishingly, only a very few observed that halfway through the film, a man dressed as a gorilla walked on court and beat his chest at the camera. This example shows how easy it is to miss opportunities because we tend to look for the obvious. Listen to your intuition. Our gut instincts are often bang on. Maybe they are a form of innate wisdom. I emigrated from Europe to New Zealand on a hunch. People asked me why I wanted to drag my husband and toddler to the other side of the world and leave a great career as a professional musician and university lecturer. I couldn't readily answer because there wasn't much to support such a decision rationally. Now, 25 years later, I recognize that it was the best thing I could have done. My hunch paid off against all odds. Wiseman says that lucky people tend to make decisions following their intuition. He suggests sleeping on decisions because we sometimes work out problems in our dreams. Expect good fortune. According to Wiseman, we create self-fulfilling prophecies through positive expectations. This ties in with what runaway bestseller The Secret calls the law of attraction, which says that you get what you think about, whether wanted or unwanted. A young friend of mine recently had to sell their home because her husband got promoted to a different location. She envisaged that it would be a buzz to celebrate the sale of their wedding anniversary. This was exactly what happened. On the morning of the anniversary, a real estate agent called to show them a contract. They signed and celebrated, just as she had visualized. Introduce variety into your life. If we do the same each day and meet the same people, nothing much will change. Wiseman's suggestion is to change your routines. Go to work by another route and take up new activities. A beautiful friend of mine who was single for a long time took this advice. She took up pottery, went to new discussion groups, and made a conscious effort to meet new people. 3 months later, she fell in love with a lovely man and moved in with him. Turn bad luck into good. When we adopt a resilient attitude, we can turn bad luck into good. Here's a great example of this attitude. Jill Bolt Taylor, a brain scientist, suffered a stroke. In the course of 4 hours, she then watched her brain functions shutting down one by one. Motion, speech, memory, self-awareness. It took her 8 years to recover. She then became a leading researcher into stroke recovery because, quote, "I was able to study losing brain function from the inside out," unquote. She is one of those lucky people who tend to see a seeming disaster as an opportunity for learning and growth, whereas unlucky people tend to justify, complain, and blame. To remain calm in the face of misfortune is not a modern idea. Here's what the Roman philosopher Seneca wrote to his mother from his harsh exile. Quote, "Never did I trust fortune, even when she seemed to be offering peace. All those blessings which she kindly bestowed on me, money, public office, influence, I relegate to a place from which she could take them back without disturbing me." Unquote. From a fantastic book called The Consolations of Philosophy by Alain Bon. I'd like to add two more principles of good luck that I've found in my life. Meet good fortune halfway. This means putting the effort into whatever you want to achieve. My experience is that if you do that with confidence, often good fortune will kick in on the last phase and carry the project forward to success. Align goals with your aspiration. What I mean by that is that we are most likely to be lucky if we ensure that our goals are aligned with the way our life is oriented. For example, if your aspiration is to spread kindness, then you're unlikely to be successful in a venture that might rip other people off. Whereas if you choose a business opportunity where everybody wins, you are in line with your basic aspiration of kindness and can expect success. You just listened to the post titled 7 Strategies for Good Luck by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. And speaking of luck, I feel like it's lucky that this whole project started. This idea of reading blog posts seemed pretty out there and not totally feasible in the beginning, but I felt like I got lucky with some authors of the show, but especially with the listeners. You've been so supportive through good times and bad, and I just want to thank you for that. Thank you for listening, for writing in, and for being an old friend. It means a lot. Like I mentioned earlier, you can find out how to support the show by visiting oldpodcast.com. There's a how to help page that I made, and any of those are a huge help. And that does it for episode 195. Episode 200 is coming too soon, and I'm not prepared. I better go start thinking about this right now, so I'll catch you next time where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.